Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So the Lakers led by 16. So did Arkansas, and they lost to Texas Tech. Listen, the Texas Tech lost to the Cougs late in the season because they didn't have a couple of their guys. A couple of their best players didn't play. Texas Tech came here and beat the Cougs. Texas Tech, they don't look like much, but man, oh man, oh man, like Darian Williams, I don't want to disparage what he looks like.
Go on.
No, he's, but I mean, him and JT, I mean, they're really nice players, dude. They can shoot. Hawkins can shoot. They bully you on the boards. They out-rebounded Arkansas by 12. That's a big deal. 22 offensive rebounds for Tech last night. They're down 16, and they come back and win that game in overtime. This is a good team. I have them in my Elite Eight in the bracket, and I really, you know, five-star picked Arkansas yesterday because Arkansas has been playing great in the SEC and all of that stuff. That's great. But Texas Tech is they're a struggle now for everybody. Texas Tech is a tough, tough team. And, I mean, they play like the Cougs. I don't think they have the talent that the Cougs have, but they play a lot like the Cougs. They're a tough out now. That's going to be a good game.
It was interesting to watch Darian Williams. You watch him. He's like 6'6", 225. So, I won't call him a wide body, but He's a guy who's undersized for how he plays. Now he had not played well, and then he knocked down a three to tie it. He made the game winning bucket as well. I think he had something to say to the Arkansas bench after the final shot was missed, because while the rest of his team was celebrating, either that, he was pointing in the crowd, because I know he had a lot of people there with him, but he was right in front of the Arkansas bench, and you could assume, because he was. Looks like he was pointing at a guy who hadn't played, but, you know, in college basketball and in the NBA, too. There are a lot of guys who don't play but talk a lot. We don't hear what they're saying, but the guy who's standing shooting a corner three can hear a lot of what they're saying. I think he had words for someone, and then he went to celebrate. I hadn't seen a lot of Tech this year, but their comeback and how they managed that late game stuff and then overtime, yeah. I think that's got to be one of the worst feelings if you are on the other side of that, watching your lead dwindle away, and particularly when you're the higher seed, as far as you're the 10 and you've got a lead and everything's like, I can't believe this is going to happen. We're going to make an Elite Eight in our first year of Calipari. We're a 10 seed. We're going to get it done. And then this hope slowly starts to drain away. You can just watch the Arkansas fans as that lead kept getting smaller. You started to tighten up. How you felt with the Cougs? It's a different scenario. You're the favorite, but it might be one of the worst feelings in sports when you have a big lead in a tournament and you feel it slipping away.
Yeah.
And then when it eventually slips away, you're like, I don't know how this happened, but we're out. And that's what the Arkansas people are feeling.
What about Alabama, 113?
They shot 51 threes.
It was BYU. The two teams like to get up and down.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shot 51 threes out of their total 66 shots.
And make them.
And 49% for three.
They can shoot now. I got them in the Final Four. I got them beating Duke.
Yeah, I will try
to get Duke. But Duke is Duke's a beast now.
Yeah, it was 42-42. Caleb Love, I think, had knocked down a three or someone did for Arizona. And then Knipple made a shot, a three, and then Cooper Flagg on the final shot of the half made one, and the momentum just went Duke's way. That was a back-and-forth game in the first half, and those two threes kind of just changed the complexion of the game. And you think maybe that some of that stuff goes away after the half, but no, Duke came out and ran them out of the gym.
How about Caleb Love against Duke? I mean, I think the committee loves to do stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, he had to win a couple games to get there, but yeah, he has spent a lot of time in his career playing Duke.
Mm-hmm.
The transfer from North Carolina.
And put up 35 last night.
Yeah, I think he lit them up in Coach K's last game, at least in that rivalry. So
yeah,
he has had his way with them on occasion, but not enough. You got the best player, at least the guy who's going to go number one overall on the other side, and he's been as advertised.
Pretty good. Pretty good Elite Eight games now. Tech and Florida, Alabama and Duke. Pretty damn good. Yep. I mean, honestly, as opposed to other years, there are six or seven teams that could win the whole thing. There are literally six or seven teams.
Yeah, it felt like the last, at least particularly last year, was a foregone conclusion that UConn was going to win that title.
Yeah.
And then the way they played in their first run, it became clear they're going to win. This year, I don't have any idea. My final four teams remain from my bracket, but I couldn't choose who was going to win. If those, like Florida.
Yeah, either of these games can go either way.
Yeah, Florida was dominant in their game against, I'm forgetting the name, Maryland. And we got some sound from Kevin Willard, the Maryland coach. He's had a lot to say about his program and his status. John, I'm going to play this for you, and you tell me, if you're a Maryland fan, do you feel good about what Kevin Willard's on? Because it sounds like a man who doesn't want to say what's really going on. You tell me. You've heard these coaches avoid the real when they're talking about their job status. Listen to Kevin Willard when asked about what's up next for him.
So I have not even I don't know what I'm doing. I'll just be honest with you. I haven't talked to my agent. I haven't talked to my wife. I made a promise to this team that I was going to just focus on this team, and that's all I've done. So I haven't talked to anybody. I have an agent. I'm sure he's talking to people because that's what agents like to do. But, you know, I don't know.
Is he honest?
Your agent is a representative of you. If you didn't want your agent having discussions, he wouldn't have discussions, right? Yeah. So you are at least open to discussions. That's what I took from that, and I don't believe a lot of him. I don't know. He sounded like Garrett Cole. I don't know. I don't really know how to answer that. Yeah. Listen.
I don't know. I don't know if I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer.
That's what he sounded like.
Not to me. To me, he sounded like, hey. To me, he sounded like, I could be out of here, bro.
But say that I don't know what's going on.
Well, I think Tom Izzo set a tone for everybody. There was a pregame. I forget which coach. Was it Nate Oates? I think it was Nate. It was Oates who was asked about the portal opening up, and that's all he did was give an answer about how he needed to win this game. That's all he did. That was it. And how tough BYU was, and this is what. So I think Tom Izzo set a tone for all these coaches. I am not concentrating on anything other than winning this tournament, and I'm going to give everything to my. And he even said it. I promised these guys that I was going to do everything for them and this team and not worry about other things. And that's the answer now. Tom Izzo set a tone for all of these coaches now that it's just about this right now and that's it.
Well, Kevin Willard has talked about NIL and why his program needs more of it. So he has not simply talked about, well, we got a game to play. That was part of the conversation last week, how he didn't think Maryland was all in on what they're trying to accomplish. He talked about the facility and getting some branding on the arena. So he has other focuses beyond we got a game, and I'm not saying that's what happened against Florida. Florida's just a great team, and they got their ass kicked. I don't believe he doesn't know what's going on. I believe his agent has given him information, and I think it's right not to bring that to this press conference after you lose, but I don't believe a word of what he just said.
Yeah, you're talking to your. Oh, I don't have a minute. I don't have a second to talk to my agent. Mate,
we don't even talk. No. He talks. I don't talk.
I think that's now the just like when the Red Sox were, you know, accused of cheating. Hey, we don't know anything. The Astros wrote the playbook. Don't do what they did. Okay, Tom Izzo wrote the playbook though on how to do this. Now, I'm just worried about my team. Don't care about anything else. And now every coach is going to use that. Time to talk about Ownwell, and you should use Ownwell. Listen, Ownwell is awesome. Ownwell is something that you need. When you look, if you don't do anything about, if you don't protest your taxes, you are walking into you're walking into a nightmare. Because if you don't do it, then you don't do it again, then you don't do it again. The impact of not protesting in Texas is, I'm telling you, it is egregious for you. So you got to do something. The government is always going to try to charge as much as they possibly can. And Ownwell tells you this, 86% of the time, they win. 86% of the time, the government is charging you too much. How about that? And by an average of $1,100. So if you haven't, if you have not protested your taxes, you're losing money, and it is going to, it absolutely escalates on you, and it is going to make it to the point where you're like, holy crap, look at what I'm paying because I'm not fighting them. I need to fight them. And Ownwell does that for you. It takes you 3 minutes to sign up, and they do it all. You don't pay unless they win. The deadline to protest May 15th for most counties. Save money for your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes and start your protest today at Ownwell.com. That's Ownwell.com. I got to tell you, I heard that Tyler O'Neill hit his sixth opening day home run. Six straight. I was like, ooh.
Who's Tyler O'Neill? Who's the best? Who's that?
Wow. And listen, Adam Dunn hit 8. Ken Griffey Jr. hit 8. Frank Robinson, 8. Eddie Matthews, 8. These are Hall of... Willie Mays hit 7. Barry Bonds should be a Hall of Fame. Babe Ruth hit 7. And Tyler O'Neill. One of the greats.
Is he?
Is he, though?
On opening day, as I'll say that. The former Red Sox, now Oriole, Tyler O'Neill?
Yeah. Yep.
Congratulations to you, Tyler O'Neill.
How about Skeens versus Alcantara?
Yeah, the Marlins, who have one of the lowest projected win totals of the season, went one. What extra innings? I think they won 5-4 or something like that. Yeah, Sandy's going to be a guy in Florida who will be he's a local celebrity, sure, and people know him, but he's gonna pitch in anonymity until he gets out of there. Till they eventually trade him, like they trade all those guys.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to be able to afford him. Yeah. They're not going to be able to keep him. No way. Yeah, they did it in 9. They scored 2 in the 8th and 1 in the 9th.
Okay, 5-4-9.
Yeah,
okay.
5-4-9. But they were down, and they came back. And I know, matter of fact, I played golf yesterday with a guy who has an interest in the Marlins, and they went home, and he was so happy because it's the happiest he'll be all year.
It's not going to be a lot of those. It's not going to be a lot of those type of moments for that any Marlins fan.
It's the only day they'll be in first place.
Well,
maybe not.
Well, I mean, the Mets lost. So did the Braves win yesterday?
No one knows. So there were two teams
The Nationals lost yesterday. So you know, if the Braves lost too, so they'll be in first place no matter what happens today.
Well, they'll be tied. Yeah,
they'll be tied for first.
They'll be tied for first. Tampa didn't start. How about Tampa doesn't start till today because they needed an extra day to get the Yankees minor spring training stadium ready.
What do you mean? And why didn't they do that before spring training started?
They said they needed one more day.
One day to Major League Baseball.
How about that? The Astros have Sunday off. This is the first time I've ever seen a team have Sunday off.
Look at their month of April. They have like 4 Thursdays off.
Thursday's okay. Thursday's one of their day off. Understood, it's a travel day.
But I don't remember it being that many.
No. Thursdays, that's a lot of Thursdays.
Consecutive Thursdays?
That's a lot of. Tuesdays are off days. Wednesdays are off days. Thursdays are off days. I've never seen a Sunday off day.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't. And the Astros have it.
Sure, there's
Todd
a reason.
Todd Callis was saying they broadcast yesterday, and they don't broadcast again until Monday.
Yeah, because
Apple TV today's an tonight.
Apple TV day. Yeah.
Woohoo!
I have Apple TV, so
I have Apple TV.
I can actually watch the Astros today on my TV as opposed to how I normally have to watch them.
Right. Apple TV and then Fox on Saturday, off on Sunday. It's the weirdest. So, I mean, you have a dome stadium. You don't need to have a day off in the first weekend.
I don't know why.
I'm sure
Major League Baseball has their reasons, but yeah, a random Sunday off.
Right.
To start the week, to start the season.
Right. And then who comes in? The Giants come in?
I think so.
It's Giants, and then you go to Minnesota. How great is that? You get to open up opening day for the Twins in 12 degree weather. There was some tough Alcantara against Skeens might have been the best pitching matchup of the day, and two teams that won't do anything. How about that? The Angels pitched a position player yesterday against the team with the worst record in the history of baseball. The White Sox were so far ahead. They're the worst team ever. In opening day, the Angels are pitching a position player against them. That's how bad the Angels are. That's why this division.
Oh,
did you see the A's gold jerseys?
I have. Oh, they're back?
They're back.
Okay. Are they going to acknowledge Sacramento in those jerseys?
I don't know that they're going to acknowledge.
I do believe there's a patch. I saw a patch on the home and away jerseys. I don't know about the gold, but while they don't want to be called the Sacramento A's, they will at least acknowledge that they're playing in Sacramento by putting a patch on the jersey.
Speaking of jerseys, did you see the Titans are not going to the Love You Blue jerseys?
They're shelving them for the 2025 season.
Yes, because they get their ass kicked every time in them.
Yeah, well, they're playing a better team in them. They wear them like twice a year, right? And one time is definitely to piss off the Texans.
Yeah.
You know, if you're playing a team who's better than you, that means you're going to wear them at home and get your ass beat.
Yeah.
Seems like a waste of the uniform.
That's just stupid.
If you're treating it like some type of homecoming, find a homecoming opponent, not the Texans.
And do the Mets regret giving Soto all that money now?
Because Josh Hader got him to strike out.
That was a bad strikeout now.
Josh Hader.
I mean, he had a chance to start his career in New York.
Himself, really, yeah.
With Josh Hader looking as...
He almost duplicated what he did last year on opening day.
Oh, my God.
It was giving me flashbacks.
Yeah. I mean, he and Brian Abreu were awful. They were awful.
Is this... Well, I thought the Presley thing, now that he's gone, we're all good now. We're going to do this
eighth
again.
Eighth and ninth are set.
Fromber gives you seven strong.
And now, they're not available tonight now.
Of course.
They threw 100 pitches between them.
I thought we were done with this.
And Taylor Scott warmed up seven times yesterday. So he's not.
Oh, I forgot. It is baseball season where we're back doing this again where, well, who's available, who isn't?
Already.
Game two. We're already doing this. Well, we blew the game because, you know, I had Spotta's got to come out after the game. Well, Abreu and Hader threw a lot of pitches, and Taylor was in the bullpen warming up, so he's not available either. Oh, yeah, it's back to this. It is baseball season.
So I don't know if the Taylor Scott's available. He threw more pitches in the bullpen than those guys did.
Okay. Practice pitches are going to keep him out. Look, I get it.
Well,
I get it. He was warming up, but we can't have this. Not,
you know what
not
that's called,
two.
Don't you?
What's it called?
When you warm up and they don't put you in the game?
Do I want to know what it's called?
Well, it was, who was it? The baseball, it was a guy who's covered baseball forever. I forget. Oh, God. Who?
Bob Uecker.
No. He coined it, he called it dry humping. You warm up, but you don't get in the game. Yeah.
I mean.
He dry humped him.
The other one's more fun.
Sure,
I'm going to say the other one's more fun.
It's more fun. Taylor Scott did not have a good time.
He didn't have any fun out there.
No. It was not nearly as fun. No.
So you think
I'm sure he was excited to get in, but he didn't.
All right. Do you think he's unavailable tonight?
I don't know. I mean, I could hear a spotter going, "Well, I got him up and down a couple three times." So, I'm not sure.
I'm not pretending like it's not a thing. I just wish it wasn't. Can he just be available? He was out there practicing.
You throw hard.
I know. Though. I know it. It's real. I just wish it wasn't. I wish we wouldn't have three bullpen guys, or guys we like in high leverage situations, off the board in the second game of the season.
Yeah. We got two of them off. We got two of them off. Jeez. There's. I don't think there's any way after. What? How many pitches did they throw? 30? I know Hader was 30-some. Abreu had to be two. He couldn't throw a strike. Holy crap, was Abreu that ugly.
Threw, they threw a combined 60 pitches.
Good Lord. Abreu
threw 25, Hader threw 35.
Fromber did that in the first five innings.
Fromber threw 90 over seven.
Over seven. 90 over seven. Those two threw 60 over two. Mm. Goodness gracious.
What a miserable experience. You're feeling pretty good. You're up 3-0. You got to watch these guys.
You got to Abreu and Hader.
You think, hey, this is 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Get out of here. Nice win to open up the year. Nope.
No, thank you. I got a good way for you to open up your windows, and that's get a Gulf Coast windows. Get you that Gulf Coast window because it's the best window. And it doesn't make any sense. If you're going to replace your windows or you're going to build a home, why would you put inferior windows in? That doesn't make any sense at all. They're the best windows, they're the best installation. I'm telling you, it's probably going to cost a little bit more, but I'm telling you this, you're going to save money in the long run. Invest now for your home's future and your future. Privacy, beauty, security. Those are the three things that you need when you're talking about windows and doors, and you get that with Gulf Coast Windows. You are not going to get – there's not a better window on the market. There's not a better window on the market. And there's not better installation, warranty, service, all of it. You're getting the best. So when you get the best – and listen, economically, it makes sense. It does make sense because your electricity bills are going to be less. Over the long haul, your electricity is going to save you so much money that it's going to, I don't know that it's going to pay for the window, okay? Don't put in a crappy window where your electricity bill is going to rise because of it. That's stupid. If you got to replace your windows, replace it with the best, and that's Gulf Coast Windows. GulfCoastWindows.com. Jim Fiume's been doing it forever. He will do it for you, and I'm telling you, he's going to save you money in the long run. GulfCoastWindows.com. Tell him you heard it right here.
Here's John and Lance.
Holy crap. I think Dreamshake pointed this out. This Mackenzie Gore dude for the Nationals? Holy crap. Against the Phillies, six innings, one hit, no runs, no earned runs, no walks, 13 strikeouts in 16 innings. Holy crap. He threw 93 pitches because you throw more pitches when you're a strikeout guy. So they had to pull him after six, then they lose.
Fell apart.
Lost the bullpen just got destroyed.
Yeah, lost in 10, 7-3.
Holy crap. Mackenzie Gore. We got to get him.
Oh, that'll be easy.
Nothing to it.
Yeah, just grab him. Hey, Dana Brown, you stole Cam Smith away from the Cubs. Next up, Mackenzie Gore. Who are you trading? Fromber for Mackenzie Gore? Sure. Why not?
I don't know. Fromber looked pretty damn good. Fromber was great yesterday.
He was.
Fromber was, that's a pretty good lineup that he just stifled. Four hits, he was awesome. Fromber was awesome yesterday, and now Hunter Brown's going to be great today. Here we go.
Are you predicting a long winning streak to start the season?
Until they lose, Del. I don't know. I don't see any losses on the horizon.
Yep.
I just don't see it. But I mean, you can point out.
I'm not going to point out losses because you're negative. Astros. This is the team in the city I'm most positive about. I already picked them to win the division. I got no concerns about this team.
That's it.
Waiting for my colors to come back. I feel great. Luis Garcia, not so much.
Where was he yesterday?
Art said he was selling coffee.
He was not selling coffee.
No one spotted him? He wasn't announced, right?
No.
I don't know.
Was he up in the concession
stands? I don't think he was up in the concession stands. Maybe he was working on stuff. Making sure he gets back.
Joe Fortenbaugh's got Houston minus 8.5 against Purdue. He's also got the under in the first half.
Purdue's under or total?
Total, 61.5. I think the Cougs are going to clamp them. But 8.5? That's a big number now.
Will they be affected, the scoring be affected by playing in that stadium?
No, the Cougs don't care about being on the
scoring.
Road.
not the winning, the scoring.
The shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, why are they? I think that's the only dome anybody's playing in.
In the regionals?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is the only one.
It's the only dome. Well, I don't know why they got the dome. And they got to go to Indiana to play Purdue. Is there anything else? Anything else y'all want to do to them?
Yeah, it's 4-on-5 for the last 8 minutes of the game.
Oh, by the way, yeah, put them at 9:09. Here's Kelvin Sampson was asked about, hey, and I don't know, what do you do all day if you're the Cougs, right? Well, of course, you're going to watch the game before. You're going to watch Tennessee, right? You're going to watch that game. And that could get you, you know, that's nice because you get to see the team and you get to watch, you know, your next opponent. If, in fact, you do have a next opponent. But Kelvin Sampson, he wasn't worried about anything other than this.
Kelvin, late tip, obviously. You guys sort of used to it with the Central Time Zone, but how do you prepare your team to do this hard-fought battle at 10:09 Eastern Time tip?
I'm more concerned about my grandkids. I like my grandkids going to the game. One is 4 and one is 7. And there's just so much Dino Ranch you could put on those iPads. And then you have the little tube of the little dinos that, you know, you get to around 10:30. You know, it's just tough. We had a late game in Wichita against Gonzaga. I don't remember what time that game started, but I know that riding the bus back to the plane, my grandson was laying on one leg asleep, and my granddaughter was up against my shoulder asleep. So when I saw the time come out, my first thought was them.
Nah, if I'm a reporter, I'm not rolling. If I ask that question, man, I'm a college basketball reporter. I can't put any of that in what No. No. If I got a podcast.
Well, what are you going to do? That's the time you're playing.
Give me an answer.
I just did. I'm worried about my grandkids. And what I love.
It's a tough beat for that
what
reporter.
What I love is it's the kind of parenting that I did. Let's turn the TV on. Okay. Teletubbies are on. Or the Wiggles. Or here, you guys want to watch Mulan again? I mean, that's a great way to raise your kids.
I was asking about Tugler and Wilson and Cryer. How are you going to keep them? And how's the team going to prepare for a late night? Hey, I get it, Coach. It's your time. You can say whatever you want, but give me something.
My granddaughter right now loves Miss Rachel, loves Frozen. So we sit there and we watch it.
Frozen, still a thing for the kids, huh?
Oh, Frozen. Oh, my. Well, she's little. She's her first experience. She doesn't realize how old it is.
I thought maybe parents had moved on to a different hypnotic thing to put in front of their kids.
No, there's this weird guy now. I forget what his name is. Sticky or something.
It's already a bad
I don't know. I forget what his name is, but he is so. It is so awful. So awful.
Give him some. They can't watch DuckTales. DuckTales was great. Huey, Dewey, and Louie, Scrooge McDuck, that was great. Dives in the money and swims. They don't like that.
You can tell that it's older. The kids today,
your granddaughter is how old?
You put on a movie from the 80s, and my kids are like, oh, this is
well, too your kids.
90s.
But you got a
well,
that, a toddler.
Now, these kids are from the 2000s? No.
Watch ducks swim around and solving crimes? No.
I know how old this is. This is for
Launchpad McQuack. What are we doing? She can't watch ducks solving crimes.
She loves Minnie Mouse though. She does love Minnie Mouse.
This is what I'm saying. Get her some Disney stuff. What are we doing? No, Frozen. Yep. See, it's a cartoon. It ain't for me. But I don't roll with musicals. I can't even in animated form. Nope. I'm out.
They all
have singing. That's why I'm out. Sorry. I know Lion King had singing, but it also had a father-son relationship, an uncle who murdered the father.
Yeah.
That's some dark stuff. That's what I'm here for. What now?
Oh, there's dark stuff
I know.
In Frozen.
Like Disney's the darkest stuff ever.
The fiancé? What an a-hole.
Disney's the darkest stuff ever. It's always some parent's dead. Someone's always dead. So I get it, but nah, give me the lions
Bambi's
and the,
mom.
The hyenas and everything.
Yeah.
It's all them ripping off other stories anyway, but still. Frozen, okay, still a thing.
No, there's dark stuff in there.
I'm trying to remember what was in that.
The fiance of Anna He turned on everybody. Or no, he was Elsa's or something. No, he was Anna's. And he turned on everybody, and he imprisoned them. And
okay,
yeah,
all right.
Huh.
But did any brother murder his other brother in one of those?
No, nobody got murdered.
All right,
in
then
there.
Scar still is the king. Then
yeah,
Scar he murdered his own brother.
Scar is one of the greats
and one of the great villains of all time.
All time. That's yeah. Right. 845 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 713-780-3776. Do you have a Disney movie that you like best, the darkest moments
Dennis
in Disney history?
Dennis says his name is Blippi.
Blippi.
Yeah.
Yeah. She calls him Pippi. She wants to see Pippi.
Okay.
And
I'll look up Blippi.
Blippi. Wait.
He's wearing, what does he have on his head?
Dude, he's awful.
Apparently not. Apparently not for children.
No, she loves it, and it's awful. It is awful.
I hope the bag
at least Toy Story, it's, you know, there's jokes in there to parents.
Yeah,
they
there's
don't.
Nothing for an adult with Blippi.
Blippi is a...
There are jokes in Toy Story like, you guys know you're servicing kids, right? What are you guys doing here?
They don't care.
Like, Toy Story 3 is a dark movie. There's like enslavement of toys.
Oh, well.
There it is. Like, is that the message?
Hey, we've all been enslaved.
All right.
Yes.
When have you been enslaved?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Back in Louisiana,
I had to. You know, you haven't been ordered around cleaning the house. Okay.
Oh, that's your version of enslavement.
Yes. Yes.
You're right. I have not been ordered around cleaning houses. I was about 17.
That's right.
No one orders me around anymore.
I mean, your Freedom Act is tremendous. Okay.
I don't know if it's an act so much as just a choice.
Yeah. Well, that is.
You know, just don't live with anyone and no one can boss you around.
That's true.
Yeah.
It is true. All right. We got a break. 713-780-3776. All right. Some stuff yesterday with the Astros game. So, Altuve looked good in left field. Came on, he's got the greatest left field fielding percentage in the history of baseball. 100%. 100%. He was looking really, 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 really crappy at the plate. And he got a single, but he struck out three times. And the pitches, some of the pitches that he was swinging at, I thought, and I thought it was directed at Jose Altuve this offseason about taking some pitches. And he swung at one first pitch that was literally one of the worst pitches that he's ever swung at. It almost hit him in the foot. And it just is like, oh, man, dude, you are a 14-year veteran, and you're swinging, and you're up there with the nerves of a rookie. I mean, Jose Altuve, and he did this last year. He's striking out. He's got to, I don't know. I'm not going to tell Jose Altuve how to hit.
It sounds like you're about to.
No, but goodness gracious, come on, dude. Take some pitches and look at and be more selective. I know you're a bad ball hitter, but man, you're taking this to a different extreme now. Paredes played a nice third base. Jordan struck he hit one ball hard. Their second baseman, Acuna, is a terrible thrower of the baseball. They scored a run on a double play ball that he threw into the dugout. And then he threw another one at Pete Alonso. I thought came off the base, but he actually caught it. That was nice. Acuna is really terrible, so that's a good thing. They're a second baseman. Christian Walker had a nice hit. Yiner didn't look good at the plate until he lined one right back up the middle. That was nice. Pena gets hit by a pitch on the hand. That was scary a little bit, but he got a base hit. Cam Smith in his first at bat. The first pitch he sees gets a base hit. That was nice. Brandon Rogers was meh.
How do we judge Cam Smith's play in right, the one that got ruled a double?
Well, it was. I mean, he dove for it and missed it. I mean, that's a tough play.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a tough play. I didn't see the jump he got on it, but he's making a diving try at it. It was a bloop. It was a bloop double, but it was still, I mean, I don't know. Did Kyle Tucker make that play? I don't know. I don't know. Cam is just as athletic as anybody. Whether or not he's seeing the ball really well off the bat is another thing. But you're going to have to live with that. You're going to have to live with him not being great because he's a rookie that's just now.
playing right field for the first time?
For the first time. He's played it for a week.
You have to live with it because you put yourself in a spot where you have to live with it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. No, if you had a right fielder, Cam Smith would be in the minor leagues. But you don't. Jake Myers with a couple of hits.
Respect Jake Myers. Respect to
put
him.
Put some respect on his name.
He is their best hitting outfielder currently. I know it's a very small sample size, but if Jose Altuve has the best fielding percentage of any left fielder of all time, Jake Myers, best hitting outfielder for the Astros.
His OPS is 1,000. So
thank
put some
you.
Respect
That's
on
what
him.
I'm saying. I'm the one who said that first.
Yeah. You know, you did, and you're absolutely right. Put some respect on Jake's name. Lance's dad notwithstanding.
He made Lance's dad proud yesterday, I think.
I don't know if proud's the word. The Astros threw 150 pitches yesterday. 60 of them were in the last two innings. That's a terrible way to start. Three walks.
And if you're taking into account the 30 that Taylor Scott threw in the bullpen, then
yeah,
good right. luck. We're depending on Montero tomorrow.
We have
tonight.
No bullpen. Hunter's got to go the distance.
We're depending on Montero tonight is what you're saying?
Four walks, two hits, and an earned run. Okay? That was really, really awful out of those two.
But one strikeout of Juan Soto when it mattered most.
Is it scary that Brian Abreu threw more innings last year than in any time in his career? Because when a guy hits his career high in innings the next year, it was 78 outings last year. 78. Second in baseball, I think. Second most in all of baseball.
That's the same thought we have about Ronel Blanco, right?
Well, yeah, no, Ronel Blanco, it's not even close. All the records, personal records he set. So
I wasn't scared until I saw yesterday. I mean, I'm more scared than I was. We're supposed to have a lockdown bullpen, and maybe it'll turn out that way. It is just a one game, but they weren't all that awe inspiring or confidence inspiring last year.
Well, I don't know. Last year we thought we had a lockdown 7th, 8th, and 9th, and
yes.
Presley turned out to be not lockdown.
Yes, and Hader got better.
Yeah.
His start wasn't great.
His start yesterday wasn't great. Maybe it's just opening day. He's not good.
He found a way to survive.
Did you see the stat? I've got the stat for you, and I don't want to misremember what it is, but Josh Hader... It has a 158 average against, and it is Josh Hader in his career. Guys are hitting .158 against him, and I think it's the greatest in major league history for someone who has thrown, I want to say, 2,500 innings. I'm looking for it right now.
Well, that's the reason. Well, whatever you think about the money in the years, that's the reason the acquisition was supposed to be so big, because of what he had been, right?
It's the lowest batting average allowed by any pitcher with at least 250 innings pitched. He's faced 1,800 batters during his big league career, and they have a 158 average against them. The best, lowest batting average against with at least 250 innings pitched in baseball history.
Does it look like that when he's out there?
It doesn't really. Not yesterday, no. It didn't look like that. What?
We got an update from Lance. Three words. This is terrible.
Oh. I feel for him. It is food poisoning is awful. Feel like he gets it like every 3 weeks or so, though.
He does pick up illnesses more than at least us.
Yeah.
There's always something going on. You might have a cough every now and again. Not me. I'm an Iron Man. I don't miss work for illnesses. You two are soft, but he's softer.
I never miss work.
You're ill, you're coughing, but
show up. But I come in.
It's not great for everyone, but you come in. You don't care about giving other people germs.
No,
you do
I don't
come
care
in.
About that. Especially
know.
Speaking in this mic and then you speak into it right
no,
after.
I don't
like
speak
that.
Into that mic.
Mm-hmm.
I speak into the mics that Lance uses. You're
Oh,
you're,
you sit over there?
Yeah.
So you want his boo-boo juice?
I'd rather... Actually, I have to pick a mic. Sorry. It's not really a conscious thought. I pick a mic, and I pick that one, and I stay there.
Well, that's
there.
A better seat because you can see the board.
And that helps as well. Mm-hmm. You're giving Jeremy, when he's in an illness, he's the only one who sits there besides you, because Paul will sit over there too, and those are two and Joe used to sit there, but it's no longer a two-man show. So you're giving Jeremy your sickness if you get sick.
Good.
Good?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so then he'll start putting out stupid tweets like Jose Altuve is dumb. Okay?
He didn't
hey,
say
Jeremy.
That. He didn't say that. And don't duplicate what Lance did.
Give him double rods. I love that.
If you missed any of that.
Tweeted it out.
What was that Tuesday that happened?
Yeah.
If you missed any of that, John fired Lance up with something that Jeremy tweeted. Lance lost his baseball mind talking about it and gave Jeremy double rods. You can, if you don't want to sift through that entire show, just go to Jeremy's timeline. He grabbed it for you. You can see all that Lance did to voice his displeasure of what Jeremy said. So that's there. But you can blame John. He's the bleep starter behind it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you were wondering where Lance is, he's ill. He's got food poisoning.
I just saw the cheerleaders had the Aura kid from McNeese State.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's his? I don't know anybody knows his name. All I know, he's the boombox kid. He's transferring to North Carolina State.
Yeah, well, Will Wade's bringing him with him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and he's going to make him some cash.
He was up to, what, 100K? He had like six or seven deals over the course of a week. He gathered those from just people seeing him. I'm sure it's probably started in the conference tournament, but once they're in NCAAs and won that first game, people love the Aura kid.
Why couldn't, like, Frankie, that's all she did was drink and party.
Amir Khan.
Why couldn't she make 100,000?
Okay. She don't have that aura.
I know, but I mean, she could have been the trainer for LSU gymnastics or something, right? The manager. Let's
you think,
go, Frankie.
You think
pick
Frankie
it up.
Was looking to be?
How come that
the
kid's
manager?
Making all that cake?
Because he's got the. I told you, he's got aura. You think Frankie can? Would
Frankie's got aura? She was not a mean girl, like you said.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
She was accused of bullying. I didn't say she was a mean girl. I'm just telling that. Those are facts. I'm not saying she did it, but the facts are she was accused of bullying.
She was investigated.
Yeah, that's all I have. I'm not saying it was a justified investigation or they found any evidence to suggest that your daughter that you raised was a bully, although Luce might say otherwise.
Luce oh, might, she did bully Luce.
Yeah, so there.
Luce laughed at her.
So there, well, Luce isn't afraid of a 4-year-old, but you saw or you gave us information that said she had bullying in her past.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, yeah. No,
but she grew up.
She bullied Luce, her nanny.
Luce picked this up. What? You're just dropping things for me to pick
drop
up?
It. She'd throw it off her high chair. Luce picked that up.
And John and Wendy are like, man, we don't know where she got it from. We have no idea. Well, I don't know how she thought of that.
We got a break. We got to talk about Game Day Men's Health. That's my guys, okay, and gals. Okay, the owners are awesome. Love what they're doing. They have a plan. They have a philosophy. They have labs in every single Game Day Men's Health. That's something that they're all going to do. They have experts in the field that are going to help you to get to whatever you're looking for. Do you want to recover from your workouts faster? They've got that for you. Do you want to build muscle? They got that for you. Do you want to lose weight? They got that for you. Do you want, of course, testosterone? That's the testosterone replacement is what it's built around, but it's not the only thing. It's feeling better, looking better, being a better you, thinking better, better sexually, better all the way around, better at work, everything, focus, everything. That's what Game Day Men's Health does. Game Day Men's Health is just different. I wish they'd use that as their slogan. We're just different. We are. Because it's all cookie cutters. All the testosterone places out there, I've been with a few, and they're just better. They are just so much better. Game Day Men's Health gives you a free consultation while the other guys are going to charge you just to find out whether or not you need testosterone, not at Game Day Men's Health. So you're looking for the best way to get that testosterone replacement and more, GameDayMen'sHealth.com, GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.